Hi, you're listening to In Between Visits, and my name is Dr. Christy Lewis. I'm a naturopathic doctor who is in practice for well over a decade. After years of clinical practice and working with thousands of people, a basic truth has been revealed. Behavior modification, as simple as it is difficult to implement, hence the birth of this podcast. If we all know what to do, then why aren't we doing it? With these short and sweet shares, I'm going to answer your questions about how to stay on track with your goals, support, inspire, and motivate you on your journey, see you in your struggles, affirm you in the challenge, and reassure you that you are not alone. Let's get started. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in. You're here with myself, Dr. Christy, and Dr. Rochelle, and we're pretty excited about this episode. It's all about food and that delicate balance of food over the holidays and how sometimes we can get robbed of all the pleasures and all the enjoyment because we have this shame or guilt tied up with food. And then sometimes we move into that all or nothing thinking of, well, I'll just deal with this in the new year. And we overindulge to the point where we're not even really enjoying the food anymore. So in this episode, we break that down and we really talk about how we can approach this, some of the experiences that can come up, and you know, really leave you with some practical understanding of what you can do to get the best of both worlds, really, you know, enjoying all of the incredible foods and pleasures and connections that come through the holidays, and at the same time not having to hyper focus on it or feel terrible in your mind and body throughout this time. So let's get started. Hello, Dr. Rochelle. You're back.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Christy. So good to be back.
I know. I'm really excited about today's topic. And I feel like we're going to have, as always, so much to share. But I really wanted to start with, so Dr., for the audience, Dr. Rochelle and I have our meetings throughout the week. And I was sharing with her about the fact that I'd already started eating my fruitcake. And like, I love fruitcake. So this season, recognizing we're doing this recording sort of end of November 2021, moving into the holiday season, today we're going to be talking all about nutrition through the holidays and really how to kind of navigate the intention for whole food eating and like listening to our bodies and like how that fits with pleasure foods and being social and, you know, kind of how to move through this time in a way where you're really able to enjoy it for, you know, everything that it offers. And that kind of got us on the conversation of me and my idea that I'd already started my fruitcake. So, and it turns out that I am like in the minority. Most people don't like fruitcake.
I mean, it's okay. It's just not, definitely not the first priority of all the desserts, but power to you.
It was really it's like my first one. I'm cracking it out. Do you have a favorite? Like, do you have something that just represents the season?
When it comes to food? Sure.
What
is eggnog? Eggnog. Love eggnog. I put it in my coffee. I drink it out of the carton. I just love it.
And like, do you do eggnog, or do you do like oat nog or soy nog?
Oh, full dairy eggnog. Never really. Like, I normally do have a dairy-free milk, but it's just not the same with the eggnog. Like, it just needs the fat and the richness, and it just, yeah. And then you shake it and it gets all bubbly and kind of airy, and it's just delicious. Eggnog for sure.
Okay. So I, you know, and in that, I mean, as people are listening and hopefully connecting in and salivating about what their favorite foods are, the thing that I find really tricky and hard to navigate through this time, both personally and then definitely in practice, is sort of that line between leaning into some of these pleasure foods and really enjoying them, and then also nourishing our bodies in a way where, you know, we can keep our blood sugars balanced, we're staying hydrated, you know, we're really supporting our physical bodies through this time. So what kind of philosophy do you take with patients and even yourself as, you know, we move into these times of extra indulgences?
Yeah, it's so funny because restrictive eating and dieting makes you crave these foods more and binge more and want more and more all the time, because it's, you're it's all you're thinking about. So honestly, that seems to be the prelude to going into excess, is that you're just that obsession. I remember even with myself, and I think you mentioned this, Dr. Christie, in the past, that when you obsess about food or track it or try to eat perfect, that is when you actually do the worst nutritionally. It's kind of the rebound effect. Mm-hmm. So there's a happy medium between just listening to yourself and your needs and eating healthy, but also indulging on a regular basis with it. Like, it's just really, so you don't starve, restrict, cut out all indulgent foods. And then on like 2 days over the holidays, that's your time. And then you go back to normal in the new year. It doesn't work. It's about getting to that happy medium, which is hard to do. It takes, like, how do you not be obsessed anymore? That's the question. How do you get to that spot?
Well, I think one of the big things, and I 100% agree with that. And I think the thing that really, I actually feel sad. Like, I had a little lump in my throat when I think about sort of the imprisonment and the shaming that happens in that cycle. Mm-hmm. And that feeling of, you know, being good and doing well, and then the perception of falling off the wagon and overindulging. And the reality is then we even stop enjoying the very pleasure, right? We stop actually being able to truly sit and be present with the food because we have identified it as now bad, aka we are bad. And there is really layers upon layers of healing and recognition in that. And I would say the start point, as trite and as basic as it sound, is awareness. It really is awareness that's even happening in your consciousness, in your subconsciousness, in your behavior.
Yeah. Really, really listening to your body. Are you full? Are you past the limit? Do you need that? If you do, like, have it, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to throw everything off over a few days. Like, it's really, like, I remember when I was training and I would burn 7,000 to 8,000 calories a day. I never thought about food for 1 second. It wasn't a thing on my radar. We would go to the keg. I would consume a 3,500 calorie meal. No problem. And then when I retired and you get rid of that caloric expenditure, then you really start to think, like, how do I eat for my body now? Mm. And it took a long time to get to this point where you really only eat when you're hungry and you stop when you're full. And so many people have lost that ability to really, really listen to their body and what they need. So I think it really comes to that. And it's tricky to get to that point. All the tracking apps and the macronutrient calculating, and oh my goodness, I feel like people go backwards. I really do.
Yeah, it's very short-term sort of aware, short-term success, if we want to even use that word success, relative, huge quotations. That's what my daughter calls them, getting ahead, but it really isn't both meant physically, right? As we lose the ability to understand our internal cues. And then, as you said, the mental, emotional components of what ends up happening in our relationship with food. And, you know, there is that recognition of that cue, as you said. And I don't think it's certainly doesn't come in the form of a, in my opinion, of an app or a track, but I do think we want to be able to track how we're feeling, right? So it's a shift. Oh, this is what this program tells me, or this is what this trainer has told me, or even this is what this naturopathic doctor has told me. I have, any of you out there listening is like, probably, wait a second. There was a time when Dr. Christie told me. And it's like, you know, evolution happens on all levels. And I think, you know, that recognition of what is your internal and what does thirst feel like, versus what does hunger feel like, versus what does fatigue and what does, like, libido. And I think so often this stuff gets cross-messaged, and we're eating when we're thirsty, or, you know, we're drinking when we actually, you know, want to have sex. And so I think it's like trying to stop and slow down and understand the cueing internally.
For sure. And I feel like keeping to some easy habits.
Yes.
Just through the holidays, like, drink, I don't know, 2 liters of water. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get out for a walk a day. Have that protein with breakfast. Like, those really simple things just to incorporate, just to keep routine.
And I think keep, so you and I know in Whole Food Formula, which is the small group session that Dr. Rochelle and I run, it is a dance, you know, it's that line between understanding your physiology and working with your physiology through behaviors, but then also with the underlying intent in all of that is to get close to self so that you can recognize what your body needs. And I think we lose that sometimes in the process, in the therapeutic healing around nutrition, is maybe in the beginning you have set an intent to say, okay, I'm going to have protein every morning, like you said, to keep my insulin levels low starting from the beginning of the day, you know, to ensure that, you know, maybe in the beginning you are setting a little alarm on your computer telling you that it's time to take a sip of water or to have a, you know, a protein or a fat rich snack. I think these things are important, but they're habits. It's not a diet. Yes. And when we move into this habitual way of consuming, that's where we can find the trust. That's where we can then go, oh, right. Of course I want my, you know, Aunt Joni's butter tart right now because it's delicious. And I'm going to sit down and have it with my green tea and enjoy it versus like physiologically being driven to these foods while at the same time, you know, this guilt and shame cycle around, oh, I'm not supposed to even have this food.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's to me, like, pleasure eating is like, honestly, the company I have it with is a big part of it. And just making it together, sitting and enjoying it and having a dessert after and spending time with my family. And it's cheese ball. It's cliche to say that, but that's where I get the most pleasure out of these foods, right? It's sharing it with others, not eating it in a closet by myself because I feel guilty and I don't want anybody to see. It's like, it's out there and we're having a good time over it. That's what means the most to me.
Yeah. And having the internal wisdom as well as the confidence to also know when it's not in an alignment, right? Whether it's like, well, I actually don't like that food or I don't want that glass of wine, but now I feel pressured to have it because it's the holidays, right? So we're talking about sort of the indulgences and the leaning in of all the foods you love, which is, you know, such a beautiful spirit of this time of year. There's also the other side where, you know, if right now you are in a space where you've really recognized that eating gluten just makes you feel terrible, then, you know, maybe it is okay to disappoint, you know, your grandma's because you're not eating her traditional stuffing because you don't want to feel like crap. So it's like, it really is just a total understanding and a knowing of self and having the confidence and the wisdom to make choices from that place, the internal, not the external.
Yeah. It's hard to say no to people. You don't want to hurt their feelings, but if it makes you feel like terrible and you don't really want it, it's okay to say no. I know, it's like, just say no.
Yes. I 100% agree with that. And that's just taken me a long time to recognize, you know, to be that person that maybe I'm going out with some people for dinner and everyone's ordering salads. And I'm like, I want a cheeseburger. Or the flip side, everyone's ordering a cheeseburger. And I'm like, I kind of want a salad tonight. And being able to really go inward and listen to what my body wants. And so that I feel satiated and I'm, you know, the nourishment really is about yourself and what your body needs.
For sure. For sure.
And I think the other thing in all of this, one of the things that I want to bring up as well, just as a, like, you know, hopefully you have been feeling or getting a little bit of, like, certainly being heard and seen and understood. Oh, yeah, I can relate to that. Or I know what that's about. But as Dr. Rochelle and I talked about, you know, as strategies moving forward is really sticking with those healthy habits so that you can make choices from a physical balance and be in alignment with yourself, you know, around what your body needs. Then the recognition around the mental, emotional. And one of the big things that comes up this time of year, I really, really still, you know, this really still can be a challenge for me, is that last year syndrome, sort of the idea of, well, have it all now so that I don't, and then I won't have any more of it. right? So it's this idea of almost like scarcity, like I'm going to eat all the fruitcake.
Right. Even right if it makes now. You sick, because right? That's your window to have it. Yeah.
That's my window, yeah. Right? Or right. I'm just going to finish this off and then it won't be in the house. I mean, one of my very, very early podcasts back in the day when I started this a few years ago was really about why I always keep chips in the house. So if anyone is resonating with that and their strategy is, well, I just keep it out of the house, I would really challenge you to, you know, see what that what happens when you bring it in the house. Maybe go back and listen to that podcast, or there's tons of, you know, online other podcasts and blogs around about this type of thinking. And, you know, not making the food the problem, but really about recognizing how you can stay empowered and trust yourself around food.
It's funny that you say that. Like, I have chips and popcorn every single day. Like, every day I have chips and popcorn. But it's just a bit, because I have it every day and I love it. If I was to restrict it for months and I brought it into my house, I would be eating entire family packs of bags of this stuff. So it's just, honestly, restriction is the enemy.
Restriction is the enemy, right? So I think the big take home in all of this is, you know, you're not alone. So if going into the holiday seasons is really bittersweet around excited and really recognizing that there is going to be lots of time for celebration and social and pleasure, but some anticipation and maybe some old ways of being of derailing and then feeling like you have to start again. And like, that's a start point right there, is to say, I'm going to go in with a different mindset. I'm going to go in with the idea that I'm going to keep some of my healthy habits going. I'm going to indulge, but I'm going to stay present. And I'm going to make sure what I'm eating is really the things that I truly do love. And not compromising on that and enjoy it and realize that this is lifestyle. You know, this is, people often talk about, you know, our big mantra is really about lifestyle medicine. And lifestyle, in my opinion, is the glass of wine. It is the chips. It is 100% the kale and the yoga, right? Like, it lifestyle, this is part of your life, these holidays. Absolutely. And, you know, I think to be able to go in and with peace and ease is such a wonderful gift that you could give to yourself this season.
Yeah. Give yourself permission. 100%.
Okay. Well, I feel like this has been so great. We could go on and on with this topic.
Totally.
So I'm going to go, you know, make sure I've got still have some of my fruitcake left. I will be moving shortly in addition to the fruitcake is shortbread. I really love shortbread.
Oh, so that's the the Costco shortbread is amazing. Yes. We have a whole tin. We've been working on it for about a month now.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, until always, next so time. Wonderful. And this is it for 2021 for In Between Visits. Dr. Rochelle and I will be coming back at you. We're going to start dropping episodes again. We're really excited. We're going to start doing some interviews with other people in the community, other like-minded practitioners, and people that, you know, also are on a quest to support and care for you on your health journey. So stay tuned.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Okay, Christy.
Bye. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of In Between Visits. I'm just so excited that you're tuning in and, you know, really connecting with these incredible experts that I have on the show these days. You know, everyone who has sharing their wisdom around lifestyle medicine and supporting you on your health journey. Guess what? I have a new partner. Cardish Health Food Center is sponsoring In Between Visits. Cardish is a locally owned and operated health food store in Ottawa. They've got 7 locations and their staff is just super dedicated and committed to helping you find the right products that you're looking for. Whether it's supplements or groceries or beauty products, they've got it. And if you're looking for more information about, you know, what Cardish store is in your neighborhood, you can visit www.cardish.com. Keep listening, because Cardish is going to be offering up some pretty awesome giveaways and information. We're going to be partnering up for some webinars, and really our intent is to, you know, continue to help you on your journey towards ultimate happiness and health. Thanks so much, guys.